Pressure from the Enemy is the title. I know what I got this morning. Some of you, he's putting pressure on you. If he ain't, he will. But you know what? We don't care. We don't care. I told Monty he's facing some trials. I said, it gets worse. And she said, don't tell him that. I said, well, he's getting worse. Well, you know, me and Teresa, we don't do a lot together, you know. Saturdays usually is her day. It's our off day. Sunday's not off to us, you know. Ministries, you're busy. We don't go out too late on Saturday night, different things. Only kind of Sunday, you know. And anyways, we go every Friday night, we'll go out and eat. You know, we'll go somewhere and eat. And didn't get to go this Friday. Had to work a little bit late, everything. Boy, I mean, all day long I wanted that steak. I was going to go to Santa Fe and get me a steak. And I like that, you know, steak and whatever that is. Yeah, shrimp, rice. I really like that. Cream potatoes with brown gravy. That's some good stuff, you know. And so all day, and then it come the end of the day, and I thought, man, I thought I done got addicted to steak. The good stuff. It's good to get it. It makes you believe God. I'm not going to get to where I can't go get a steak now. I mean, we can believe God for that. Praise God. Come Friday, I'm believing God, you know. But you know what? The enemy wants to put pressure on you today. He wants to put pressure on you to get you to lay down the promises of God, to lay down your faith. You know, I mean, if somebody's coming after me and I've got a knife, I'm going to pull it. I'm going to hold that knife. Come on, baby, run into there. Come on. If you need to, come on. Had some guys go, two of them going to whoop me one time. I was just trying to save their mom. They was on drugs and all that. Had this one guy, and he's going to come get me with the two before, and I got him, and I slammed him on the ground. Had this other guy coming behind me. I took the two before away from this one guy, and I'm saved at this time, too. It's really happened. And so I had another guy with one of my screwdrivers about that long. He had picked up one of my screwdrivers, and he's coming around behind me. And he gonna stick me with a screwdriver. And so I had the two before like this. You know, and I'm watching him, and I told him, I said, I'm going to bust your teeth out. You better just lay still. I said, lay still, because I got to take care of him and you. And I had my foot up on his chest, you know, but I had it over his face. Well, he comes on around, and I told him, I told him, I said, don't try to move, because it's not going to be well with you. I'm fixing to use this too before over here. I'm warning him. I said, it's not going to be well, because if you move, I'm going to reflex. I guess, you know. So he's laying there. I told that guy, I said, come on, don't go around behind me. I said, because I'm going to take your head off behind me. I said, you see this too? I said, so come on around here. You just might as well come on around here, because you're in more danger back there than you are up here. I'm telling you that story for a reason. See, Satan, God is our rear guard. I mean, he said he's our rear guard. He watches. You ain't got to worry about behind you. You ain't got to be concerned about the enemy slipping up behind you. I mean, things coming and taking you down, just unexpected things. Nah, you got to stay focused. You know, and you know what? Satan is trying to use media and a lot of stuff to distract God's people. Well, you know, we're not supposed to be singing in church. We don't care what you say. Y'all ain't been listening to the media? Good for y'all. Cut the junk off and save you some hardship. Praise God. Ain't supposed to be singing in church. Before you know it, they don't want you to preach. You'll have to spit on somebody. Well, I've been spitting on somebody for years. I'm an anointed spitter. My spit's anointed. Hallelujah. The anointing destroys those yokes and all that. Listen, man, disease can't hang on to me. You can't kill me. I'm never going to die. See, the Bible says we're never going to die. You're going to live forever, praise God. So why do we fear anything here? To be absent from this body is to be what? Present with the Lord. I mean, I'm going down the road one day after I had open heart surgery and all that, and all of a sudden a pain shoots over here. And I thought, oh my God, is it going to quit or what? I can't depend on it now. They cut it. I had that thought. I thought, oh, well, if I do, by God, I'm just going to hold her straight in the road you know, maybe I won't kill nobody till I hit off in the ditch. And then all of a sudden I started thinking, oh man, I want to live like that. And I cast those thoughts out and I said, you might as well shut up, devil, bless God. That heart is my heart. That heart is dependable. God's in control of that heart. Well, I'm still here. See, what did I have? A symptom. See, you can have a symptom. Your light bill's due and you ain't got enough money. Getting real low in the bank. See, I made up my mind I'm never going to borrow money for vehicles again. Well, my vehicle, I'm having to give it a drink of ether or it won't crank hot or cold right now. And, you know, my mind started saying, it's going to go down, and, boy, you're going to be fixed. And you know, I come back to the devil, and I said, shut up, you idiot. I said, don't try to work fear on me. You know, but God, I've hauled them in rusted down trucks. I've drove borrowed trucks, hallelujah. I'll borrow some of y'all's. I'm never strapped. I've always got options. Always, but see, if the enemy, he can see what he was wanting me to do is, hello, oh, yes, oh, this is Scotty. I need another truck, and I need $18,000, and I need to go ahead and get it set up to start with. Just go get what you want. They always tell me that, Robert. I don't even have to go to the bank. I go get a truck and drive off with it. I don't even go to the bank. That's what he wants. That's what Satan wants. And he tries to use fear. Well, that truck's going to go down. I'm telling you this story for a reason. This is my real life scenario right now, but God, in the name of Jesus. You know what? I will drive me a nice. I'm not settling for a rusted out. I'm not settling for a wore out. I'm not settling. It's a need that I have for my business. See, God said that he will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory through Jesus. He didn't say, hometown's going to do it for me anymore. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of hometown. I like the people, but I don't like the 560 of mine, 600 of mine. I've been too many years for that. See, we're supposed to be advancing. See, the devil don't want you advancing, and he's trying to put pressure on some of you. I mean, you've been pressured to quit church. These people out there pressured now not to go to church. How many knows that's the powers of darkness? Look what a good time we've had this morning. I mean, we come together. We heard the teaching. We got inspired. We did some praise and worship, man. I mean, and now we're hearing the word. We got to sow seeds, praise God. I started to ask you if there's anybody broken here, but I thought about House of Liars. They just wanted my money because they seen hands go up one day. But I did that spontaneously. And hands went, huh? And I'm like, yeah, I got the rest of you. Caught you off guard. Y'all ain't getting my money. I'm smarter than the devil. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he wants to, you know, but you know what, praise God? Satan ain't got nothing on the anointing. And we're the anointed of God. We have the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead living on the inside of us, bless God. And greater is he, the Bible says, that is in us than he that is in this world. See, the Bible says over there in Isaiah 15, put that scripture up there, Zach. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Well, let me tell you something. This is a prophecy in Isaiah. This has already been done. This is a fulfilled prophecy. That standard was Jesus. He's already been lifted up on the cross. He said, if he be high and lifted up, he'll draw all men to him. Well, it was lifted up on the cross. And we do, we lift him up today. But there's already a standard, a banner been put against him, against satanic forces for us. And his name is Jesus. See, a guy told me one time that we was talking, and see, this is not just stories I tell. See, you've got to live every day of your life in a reality that God is real. That Satan is real, circumstances are real, the anointing is real, the word is real, the blood is real. You know, our life in Jesus is real. See, and not just live, well, whatever happens, happens. See, we're not supposed to be Christians living that way, letting Satan do anything he wants to, letting poverty rule, letting sickness and disease rule, being broke, making wrong decisions, financial decisions. We should be increasingly growing in knowledge and stewardship over the things, money and everything else. Why? Because God is totally all the time trying to increase us. God's not holding back. God said, I'll not hold one good thing from those that walk upright. Now, just like Teresa said, you know, I mean, we went years and it didn't look like it was happening. And we just kept listening to the word and we just kept thinking, we don't care. It's going to happen. Someday it's going to happen. And you know, God spoke to me and I told Teresa, you know, just yesterday, we went somewhere for something. But anyways, I told her, I said, you know, I said, God spoke that to me. I said, he spoke that to me back when we lived at Rosa over there, living over at Rosa. And I'm sitting on the porch and I'm just meditating on the Lord, you know, thinking about the things of God or whatever. And God spoke to me inside. He said, if you'll walk with me, he said, I'll bring you to the place to where you want nothing. Now, I couldn't even comprehend that with my head at that time. And I jumped up, you know, and I went back in the house and I told Teresa, I said, there's coming a day because we're going to walk with God. I said, there's coming a day, bless God, we won't lack nothing. We're not going to lack. I said, God spoke to me and told me that if we would follow him, that he'd bring us to a place to where we want nothing. And people get upset for me preaching this stuff. You know what? I don't care. Just don't care. If you don't want to be wealthy, God won't bother you. But if you got dreams and desires and you want to be a blessing and you want to have a good life and you want to live a good life, then God wants all up in your business. He wants all up in it. He wants to help you make right choices. He wants to help you be a steward. He wants to help you be a giver. He wants to help you understand the ways of the kingdom. He said he'll give us the keys to the kingdom. Well, you know what? The enemy all through that, I told Teresa that, and I mean it was like a pipe dream. You know, I'm working for the other man, you know, you're making so much, that's it. You know, but you know what? You take what you are, what you have, and you begin to honor God with his part of it. You begin to honor God with his part of it. And you know what? Well, I started out doing that, less than a year, I worked for another man. And one of my brothers had been there since he was 17 years old. And he's up in his 50s then, I guess. And my boss raised me up to the same thing that he was making. Now, the boss that I worked for, if you ask him for a raise, he'd give you a dime. I mean, that's all you'd get, 10 cents an hour. That's it. That was his favorite 10 cents. Some people would quit if you mentioned give them a nickel. We'll give you a 5 cent raise. 5 cent? Are you serious? What do you think I am? I'm not worth nothing? That's what people think. That's what I used to think. So I go to God and I say, God, I'm not going to him anymore. You're my boss now. I'm employed by heaven. I don't work for this man anymore, Lord. I work for you. How many knows we're citizens of heaven? We don't work for ourselves. We work for the Lord. See, you got to look at it like that. Whether you're at the grocery store, sacking groceries, you're working for the Lord. Sacking groceries is priceless when you're working for Jesus. Do you hear me? Working at Jack's, you can own Jack's. You can be managers of Jack's. See, don't whatever God tells you, that's what you go do. And then he's going to put his supernatural on it. Well, you know what? The Lord told me later on, he said, I had to move you. I had to move you from here because you're increasing and I don't want to hurt nobody. He was wanting me to make more than him. God was. And he couldn't do it because there was people there that had got hurt. I've only been there a few years. I've only been there a year faithful. But you know what? All the time, the enemy telling me, well, you can't go beyond this, and you can't go beyond that. And I would read that Bible, and I'd say, that's not what that Bible says, you lying idiot. I talked to Satan. He works for me. works for me. How do you figure that? What he means for my bad? He comes over here and starts messing with me. I get on the word. I put him in his place. He works for me. He causes me to get up and fight. He works for you. Well, if the devil would leave me alone, he won't. He won't. Well, if I just didn't have as many trials, they get worse. The deeper you go with God, you're going to have more persecution. Come on, somebody. Jesus said, in this world, you'll have tribulation. Jesus meant what he said. He wasn't saying that to discourage me. He was telling me that's going to happen, son. You're going to have tribulation. You're going to have, and if you're going to take up ground for God, you're going to have the devil come in, and he's going to try to come in like a flood. He's going to try to come in. He won't come in where you're trying to stay up ground, take ground most of the time. He'll come in somewhere else to get you sidetracked from where you're going. Give me that other scripture. What I got next. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery. Somebody say fiery. Fiery. This is not the first step trial. God protects first graders. See, this church is in a war. And we're entrusted with God's word and God's anointing. I mean, it's just amazing here, really, how God brings it out. See, and God's telling us this, you know, our president has got a fiery one for 4 years. Fiery. That's fiery. I don't know how the dude's still sane other than he's anointed. I mean, Satan has tried to take him. Satan. I'm not talking about none of them that's yielding to him. Let's leave them out because we don't know what the Bible says. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. I'm not going to get mad at them. I'm not going to get ill at them. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. We wrestle against them. Now, all of them may be yielding to that. I'm not denying that. You know, you cannot be for God and for killing babies. You can't be a Christian. You can't be a practicing Christian and vote to kill babies. You can tell me you are all you want to. I know you by your fruit. You can't tell me that same-sex marriage, because we live in a culture that says it's okay, is okay. You are not a practicing Christian. I love everybody. I didn't write that Bible, but that right Bible helps me know where my enemy is, who is my enemy, who's for God, who's against God, who I can pack with, who I can't pack with, who I can run with, who I can take information from, who I can't take information from. He says, I will know them by their fruit. Now, I'm not talking about baby Christians that don't know anything yet. You know, they're going to have wild ideas and wild this and all of that. And we walk with them. It's kind of like my pastor said one time. He said, you know, he said, Travis, which Travis was a little boy, he said, if Travis gets up here, you know, running around and all that stuff, you know, he said, we'll say, well, you know. He said, but if Scotty and his mustache and all that gets up there doing that, about that 5 year, we're going to say, hey, man, what's wrong with you? He said, there's a vast difference. And I thought, yes, they are. You've been in the Lord a long time. Y'all know you can't vote for nobody that aborts babies. Come on, somebody. We say we're Christian, and we want God's power, and we want God's favor on our finances, on our bodies for healing. All of this is linked to it. It's all linked to it. Well, what if the party gets in that I didn't vote for? You sowed your seed in righteousness. You sowed your seed in righteousness. And God will take care of the righteous. Hallelujah. You see, the Bible says, beloved, think it not. I looked up the word fiery. I thought, oh my God, what is it, Lord? He spoke it to me. Some of you got some fiery trials now. If you ain't got them now, baby, they're coming. I'm just telling you, I'm not telling you, God's telling you. It's like, you know, you got trials now, they get worse, Mac. But the anointing increases with it. We got a grace goes along with all these trials. Come on, somebody. I'm giving you some faith now. We got grace that comes along with these trials. But what we do with that trial is going to determine whether that grace can work in the moment that trial is turned on in your life. Did you hear me? What you do with that trial is going to determine whether God can turn His grace up in it or not. See, Satan wants me and you to think that it's just left up to God whether we get our house He promised us or not. Teresa told you the story about Judah. We do got two boys. We got more than that. We would probably have 10 or 15 kids, man, if we could have had kids. Travis back there was spoken to us because Teresa desired. God couldn't go to Teresa. She wasn't saved. And she's asking God for a baby. He can't even talk to her. She's not even saved. So He sends Sandy and sends a word. And some people don't believe in prophecy. Right there sets one. Whether you believe it or not, right back there. I know he needs to shape his beard and all that, but he's doing good. He don't look like Jesus right now. I'm just messing with him now. He knows. I come in, she says, the Lord said in 3 months, Sandy, and I told her, I said, she's a fruitcake. Well, she's one of them, goes to a Pentecostal church and all of that, you know. I've been raised in a denomination where, I mean, they said women shouldn't even talk about Jesus. Women be silent in the church. And so I thought, a woman shouldn't be saying nothing. We're the men here. We're the men's the ones that's in authority here. So I tell her, I said, well, she's a fruitcake. I thought, sure, here, baby. We roll the joint up, get stoned. Yeah, whatever she says. That's what we did, smoke a joint that evening. I come in from work, we smoke a joint. I don't care what she says. She's a fruitcake. But you know what? She wasn't a fruitcake. She was anointed by the Lord because the Lord couldn't go directly to Teresa. He had to use somebody that would be led by His Spirit. That's me and you today that we live in. God is wanting to speak things to people through us. But you know what? If we're caught up in these fiery trials of ours and poor us and trying to figure out how to get out, we're not going to hear from the Lord to give a word to somebody that needs deliverance. And at the same time, your deliverance will come through your faith and your stance in God. And so here we hear about 3 months later, she's pregnant. I'm laying there one night and I got stoned. I'm thinking, God, did she hear from God or what? You. I'm thinking, really? God's really real? I started thinking, God must be real. I started thinking, maybe she's not a wacko. Well, it wasn't too long after that I got saved. And I went to the wacko's church. Teresa, she's not a wacko, Robert. I'm being funny. I'm telling you how the devil thinks. He'll tell you when you believe in God for a car, you're a wacko. You're a wacko. You think God's going to do that? Why don't you bust his teeth out with some faith? Why don't you come back and tell him, shut up and get out of here. I slid off the road one time, man. Satan messing with my mind, throwing thoughts to my mind of defeat. No, man, this really truly happened to me. You know, I'm going down the road, and I mean, it's just bombarding my mind of all the things that I'm going to fail, my marriage and everything, you know. Just, I mean, you know, and so I just hit the ditch, and I locked it down, and I slid down the side of the road, slammed that baby in park. I got out, run around that truck, opened that door, and I said, you son of a biscuit eater, get out. I didn't cuss him like I normally would. I can still cuss today, boy, if I let it go. But I called him a son of a biscuit eater. I told him, get out of my truck. Get out right now, Satan. I command you to get out of my truck. truck right now in the name of Jesus and get under my feet. And I done like that. I said, that's where you belong. Slam. I slammed the door and I went back around and he got in my truck. But God, that problem left. I left him on the side of the road. See, now I had to do that by faith. See, he was trying to put pressure on me to get me to quit loving God, to quit, get me to quit going to church because of those fiery trials that I was having, to cause me to quit going after God because I didn't have enough money to pay my bills, because, I mean, to try to get me to quit serving God, see, because I was having to borrow money on Friday to get gas to work all week. Now, you know what? I can buy your gas every week. I don't need to borrow nothing. He said he'll make you the head, not the tail. You'll what? You will what? Lend. And not borrow. Yeah, but I'm on a limited income. Listen, sweetheart, we all are. Limited to what our faith is. Come on, somebody. Limited to what we can believe God for. We can have anything we can believe God for. If you get before, the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you. What that means is let's pray and let's say, Lord, what's your will, Lord? And Lord, what can I do for you, Lord? And Lord, I'm not going to worship money, God. I'm going to worship you, Lord. That's delighting yourself in the Lord. Lord, who can I be a blessing to, Lord? Get your mind off of you and what you don't have and get it on God. And then God will speak a word to you. He'll speak a house to you if you want a house. And I'm telling you, there ain't a devil in hell. There ain't a bank can stop you. There ain't not one person can stop you. If God speaks something to your heart, and I know he will, if you spend time with him, he'll do it about your marriage. He'll do it about your finances. He'll do it about your kids. He'll do it about your ministry. He will do it. And when he speaks a word, you'll be like Peter. You can walk on the water with it. Hallelujah. You know, I told God one time, I said, help me believe what I preach, Lord. I preach this stuff and it's hard for me to believe it. I know that sounds weird. Well, I didn't write that Bible, man. I'm just called to preach it. I don't believe all I'm preaching yet. But I'm going to preach it because it says it. And I've seen people outrun me believing. I'm like, Lord, help me believe what I preach. They're all getting and outrunning me. They're getting healed, and I'm still sick. He said, you got to believe. I said, Lord, help me believe what I preach. See, it wasn't about believing me. It's believing what I preach. Because I know what I done failed. 27 years of my life, I failed. I led us into poverty. I led us into drugs. Now, Teresa led us into most sin. I just followed. I just was the go-doer about it. She's a sinner, boy. She was 15 years old. She is a sinner. You think 15-year-olds can't sin? Go follow her at 15 years old. I was a good boy till I met her. And, I mean, Satan anointed her bad, boy. Y'all know better. Praise God. We're both heathens, that's what. We're heathens headed nowhere fast, praise God. But not no more. Just like y'all, all of us. Maybe you didn't go down that road. Listen, just because you've never done drugs, just because you're going down that dead-end road too. Just because you've been good, never stole nothing. We're all born into sin under the curse. And see, we all been redeemed by the blood of Jesus when we give our heart to Jesus. We've been redeemed. You don't have to have a big, heavy... Listen, somebody that's never done drugs, that God kept you from drugs and all of that, and in jail and all of... You've got a greater testimony than us that went to jail and got hooked on it. You hear me? That's a greater testimony. Somebody that served God. And, you know, Satan leaving you to hell if you had a testimony like everybody. You don't want that testimony, do they, Mac? I don't want, you know, if you ain't never been hooked on drugs, you don't want that testimony. No. If the Lord spared you, that's a greater testimony than I've got. See, every one of us are special to the Lord. Whether we ever was big sinners, little, medium, you know, light, dark, sinner, don't matter. All of that really don't matter. God's love for us. But he says, I was going to read that fiery one. Y'all get me off on the Holy Ghost is. The Holy Spirit knows what he's doing. The word fiery means to be ignited. If you light something, it's burning. You hear me? Talking about a fire under that. This one's got fire. This trial's hard. This trial's deep. This trial's long. This trial makes me feel backslid, awful, feeling. See, the Bible says that we don't walk by the senses, the five senses, what we taste, touch, smell, see. Now, what was that other one? I forgot it. Feel, hear, something. Y'all got it. If you don't know it, go get the Bible study. You need to know it. I don't forgot it. It ain't my fault because you're ignorant. All right? You got a Bible. Right? Ignorant don't mean we're dumb. This means we're like, we don't know, but we'll catch it later. We go back by. I still don't know. Go back by. It's a Bible laying there. Still don't know, but golly, bum, I don't feel led to read that right now. Well, I still don't know. 3 months goes by. I still don't know, Brother Scotty. Well, I'll stay ignorant. Would you tell me where it is? No, I won't tell you where it is. You got to get that Bible and you got to go in there. You shouldn't have stayed ignorant this long. I don't even know where it is, man. You know, you're a preacher. I ain't got nothing to do with it. Bible didn't say all y'all preachers read your Bible. It says all of us Christians study to show ourselves approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, that we may have an answer to give to them that need. Not didn't say all the pastors, the teachers, and evangelists, and the prophets. Y'all are quiet. I don't know if y'all are, but I'm enjoying this. Fiery means to be ignited. It means, praise God, this trial is hard. This trial is confusing to me. This trial is discouraging to me. This trial is oppressing to me. This trial seems like it's never going to end. It's trying to take all of my joy, all of my peace. This is what a fiery trial is. And sweetheart, God wants you to be able to stand up in fiery trials and praise Him in the storm and be anchored in His faithfulness and know that He'll bring you out and know that He's going to bring you through so that you can enjoy Andy Griffin. If you like Andy Griffin. Do you know if you're all oppressed and all that, it is hard to even get a good funny comedian and sit on the couch and enjoy it. We're going to have to start them back up down here. I can see that already. Have our party nights down there. Yeah, we party. Y'all party? Yeah, we party. Yeah, we party. We had some good comedian actors, they comedians down there. And then you know what? During one of them, we had the devil show up through somebody. You know, we're partying. We should have kicked her out. Half the church got mad. You know what? You need to put some big speakers, Brother Scotty, surround sound where we can drown out the devil. Nah. We got to be bigger than that. I told somebody the other day I was on a job, and I told them, I said, now, come on to work Monday. I said, put your big panties on. Get up on the ladder. I said, just put your big panties on. You got to take off them baby panties. See, as Christians, we done got out of pull-ups. You know, pull-ups just in case. You know, your diaper, you're trying to diaper train them, get them out of that because you're tired of spending that money for diapers. You know, 30 bucks, what was it, 30 or 40, Travis? They still paying. You pay when you have kids. I told him one time, I said, well, Mom used to wash ours. I ain't washing no diapers out. Hang them on the line. There were no pampers back then. Son, we wore underwear that cut up, pinned on us, I think. Shirts and stuff. Now we got to have them soft pampers for them babies. Come on, man. Y'all know what I'm saying? No wonder they can't take nothing. Good Lord. Lord, if we baby them all their life and don't let them get no fiery trial, God spoke to me one time. He said, don't keep him from trouble. Don't deliver him every time he gets in hardship. I had a habit. I didn't want my son to face any kind of hardship at all. And the devil play on my mind, well, you don't have to have it rough like you had it rough. Hey, maybe they need to have it rough. I mean, listen, he leaves from home to go to work to get home. And I don't think that way. He's in a hurry when he leaves the house to get home. I'm like, what kind of thinking is that? And then when the job comes up, I'm going to have to sacrifice. No, man, you should have been going to work every day. He wants to do 2 days work in one and take off three. He wants to kill you, man. I mean, this dude will work, Travis will work extra long, hard hours to be off 3 days. Come home one time, Mom jumped him.
You ain't gonna keep your daddy out like that, I tell you that right now. And
she told me first,
I'm telling you, I'm gonna tell him right now, he's not gonna push you and work you like that.
She didn't know it was my job. So she gets him.
Telling you right now, you're not going to work your daddy like that. You are not going to keep him out 14, 12, 15 hours a day.
He told me, he said, Dad, that was your job. I said, don't tell her. See, it wasn't his fault after all, see. Wasn't his fault, Mac. I let him get the blame for it. He needs a little bitty fiery trial. I told him, enjoy the ride, baby. I've been living with her for 30 years. Shoot, she's made a man out of me, man. Her and Jesus. If you can live with Teresa, you can serve Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, she ain't that bad. It's me most time, but I mean, she's made a man out of me, Mac. Boy, she wasn't my.
I need you to stay home. I need you to stay home, baby. I'm getting oppressed around here.
She's like, go to work. Don't get oppressed. Have you ever noticed oppressed people that don't go to work? They just stay oppressed. They don't want to go to work. If they get up and go to work, the oppression leaves. You ain't got time for that. You got to learn how to put bolts on and do all this stuff and praise God and serve God. I ain't got time to be depressed. Every time I think about getting depressed, I think, oh, no, this is going to take me down a bad road. Cast them thoughts out right quick. And I say, nope, oppression, you ain't coming here, but God, you try to keep me for weeks when you do that to me. Have you ever been serving God and everything going good, a fiery trial hits you, and then you yield the wrong way, and then for 3 weeks you're like, church, pray for me. The devil just attacked me. No, you yielded to him. The devil don't got the power to keep you down. He don't. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. That you can't have God's joy meditating on all your troubles and the way your body tells you. My body's still telling me I'm not completely well. My body's telling me I'm not going to be completely well. I tell it every day, liar, watch me, follow me. You're going with me. You watch me. You're not going to tell me nothing. Teresa, how do you feel? I feel fine. She told me the other day, she said,
I don't believe you're telling me everything.
I said, I'm telling you all you need to know. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to say, oh, baby, my toe hurts. And I mean, I jumped off the truck and my knee popped. I've never had that to pop before. I mean, Mac, I could give her something every day. I got out of the shower and it was clogged up. I lost some hair. I'm going to look like Danny. So I told her, I told you all you need to know. What good is it going to do me? Hey, my toe was hurt, my ankle, cut my wrist. Hey, I've been running for 3 days. Cut my wrist. Up there working, Travis. He said, God, Dad, you got that all over me. I said, well, it's anointed. Looked at my hand, done it like that, swelled up, and it wrinkled bad. I thought, oh, my God, that's what 100 looks like? It was swelled, you know, and then when I raised it up, big bad wrinkles. And I'm like, I'm not looking at it anymore. Put that in there. I'm looking at this one. This one looks good. You can get oppressed over anything, man. But it said fiery. It means to be ignited, to burn. See, Christians don't want to hear this. No, God, I rebuke that. Some of us rebuking God when he's trying to get us to grow up. Rebuking God. I told the Lord one time, I'm saying, Lord, why am I going through this? Lord, why I love you. I'm a baby Christian, Mac. I don't understand. I thought when you got saved, you didn't have no troubles. I mean, honestly, I had the concept, if I just get saved, all these troubles will go away. Boy, was I wrong. I'm 20-something years, and I got more troubles than I ever had. But you know what? I've got more faith and confidence in him than I've ever had. That no weapon formed against this church, you, me, anybody will prosper. No weapon formed. It didn't say the weapons are not going to form. I mean, there got to be a forming. And if we're that mindset, see, Paul told Timothy, he said, gird the loins of your mind for action. So I started looking at him like, what in the world is he telling Timothy that for? You know, what's he telling Timothy? And I started studying it out. And it says, prepare your mind for action. And God spoke to me. He said, if you are not prepared, preparing and have your mind prepared for action, you will see no victories in the battles. So I want to encourage you. The enemy is pressuring some of you. Don't back down on the things of God. Don't back down on your praying. I don't really feel good. I don't feel good. I don't really feel like praying. And there's nowhere in the Bible says you got to feel goosebumps to pray. I don't really feel like praying in tongues. Well, I don't believe in them. Well, don't do it, but it don't matter. We do, and we do pray in tongues. You know, I don't feel led. Had a guy one time, I said, well, man, why don't you pray in tongues? He said, well, I don't feel led to. I said, what if you're too carnal to feel led? I said, come on, man, we're smarter than the devil. I said, this flesh will defeat you. I said, why don't you fast? Well, I don't feel led to fast. I said, well, what if you're too dull of hearing that God is saying, fast, 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 and you can't hear him? Fasting will help keen your hearing up. You know, you don't have to feel led to fast. I fast often. Now, I know you can't tell it because I eat good too. But I fast. I fast every week. My devil tells me, well, now you're on that blood medication. Well, now you're on that blood pressure medicine. You better not fast. I say, well, let me just show you what I'll do. Leave it at home. I'm not on it now, idiot. My God, I'm fasting before the Lord. Hallelujah. Ain't not gonna tell me I ain't gonna fast and get closer to God like I have all these years. Ain't nothing going to stop me from worshiping God like I've done all these years. Ain't nothing, I'm like Daniel. They tell me you can't sing in church. But God, we just going. I don't even like singings, but we're going to start having singing. I'm not into them singing. But you tell me we can't sing before the Lord. You tell me we can't come together and preach and minister. Y'all going to see this old boy go to jail. I'm not scared to go to jail. I'm not scared to stay in there. I mean what I'm telling you, black God. This is my life. This ain't something I do. Being a minister is a lifelong thing to me. It's something I'm called to do, not something I do when I want to. We're not called to be Christians when it's everything suitable to us. We're called to be long life, fully persuaded God's able to do Christians from here out. We're committed servants of the Lord Jesus. We're ambassadors for the Lord Jesus. We're kings and priests unto God. We have a God-given thing, right, and anointing to go about promoting the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We're going to do it, Mac. Hallelujah. So don't let that enemy pressure you, dreading work tomorrow. Get over it. That's fear. It went like Tracy. Y'all feel that? Everything was good till then. I don't dread work tomorrow. I don't think about it. I get up in the morning. Is this Monday? Oh, yeah. It's got to work. I don't lay all night good. God about 11 o'clock. I got to go to work tomorrow. 12 o'clock. I got to go. You're going to feel like a dog tomorrow. Don't do that. Enjoy your evening. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Don't think what you're going to do tomorrow. It'll take care of itself. God will take care of it. Get up and say, I love going to work, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I love going to work. If you have it, I'm lying, brother. Do you're saying it by faith until the faith kicks in and you can enjoy your job. Some people think they've got to change mates. I told the Lord the other night, I said, Lord, I love my wife more than I ever have. And I better used to go about, I'm going to trade my old lady in for 220. Trade your old lady in for 220. You're so old now you can't take your old lady you got. You're going to trade her in for 220. They'll keep you up all night and kill you, man. 50-year-old ain't going to keep up with 220s, right? God, y'all are quiet. Y'all live in the same world I live in? They thinking that way. I'm thinking, nah, man, fall in love with her and she'll be the apple of your eye again. You think the 220s is going to be better, but you don't know what you're saying. Especially in the day that we live. I got a brother done tried that 2 or 3 times. I'm telling you right now, he believed they was God, and I told him they wasn't. And black God, the Lord told me, and it ended up they wasn't God. He thought he heard had a dream. You better check on the inside about them dreams, baby. I mean, if I think about that without Teresa sometimes, I think, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, I'm trading my sorrow. I'm trading them in for the joy of the Lord. You know, I've thought before, man, it would be a blessing not to have to put up with her telling me what to do and all that. You know, and then I had this thought of being alone. I don't like to be alone. And then my next thought was, good God, are they one out here that ain't a lunatic? I'm talking about women. Are they any out there that really serves God because you can't go and get somebody? And I thought, black God ought to stay in love with my new Lord. She ain't going to die. She's going to live and not die. And I said over us, Lord, we're going to live long, satisfied lives together, Lord. If she everything has the thought, the demonic thought, she needs a better man, Satan's trying to deceive her. I'm the best thing ever happened to her other than Jesus. And she's the best thing ever happened to me other than Jesus. And you need to think that way about your godly mate, your godly husband, your godly wife, your somebody godly in your life. Well, marriage just stinks. No, you let that stinker get in your marriage. Marriage is great. It's ordained of God. Hallelujah. And so if I've had a bad experience, I don't need to teach my kids about how bad marriage is. I need to teach them how good marriage is and how you can have a good marriage so that they come up thinking healthy and thinking God. Hallelujah. God's way. Gosh, I got to close it. So don't let the enemy pressure you. Keep your faith. Be strong. Be bold, hallelujah. Be bold against these things. Be bold against oppression and depression. Don't let it, well, I can't help it. Yes, you can. The Bible says get your mind on to him and he'll keep your heart in perfect peace. But meditate on the word. Meditate on goodness. Think on good things. Use your mind for something other than letting Satan use it for a trap. To trap you, praise God, hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we